Breaking Through's been going for 4 years?
Almost 4 years, coming
Oh.
up to the 4 year birthday.
Almost 4 years. Now, Brenton's podcast, he does Breaking Through, and we started the spin-off, and I was begging for the year that I was working with you. I was begging for you to let me come on the pod and talk. And you're like, you're not media trained, so no. And then we started this. In that whole year of begging, and even now, I never once thought that I would get bullied on social media for not being able to speak properly.
Yep.
And here we are.
There was one, most of the comments were really rude and I always try and defend you, but then there was one that came on, might have been yesterday, the day before, and it's where you're talking and I keep going like going to talk, and then someone was like, legend has it, this bloke's still trying to talk.
I
I
did
saw
see
that and
that.
I was like, yeah, nice.
Thought it was funny.
I didn't reply to it because I was like, no, that one's all right, that one's valid.
But yeah, I never really thought that I would get bullied for not being able to make coherent sentences. And here we are. But you know what? Fair. So fair. Now, I want to explain to you. Can you hold the mic for me for a second? What goes on inside my brain?
I don't think anyone can.
So let's
Not off to a good start.
Wind does his brain. So think about this, right? In the middle here, we've got the topic, the thing that I'm actually meant to be talking about. Branching off the topic is the sentence that I want to say and the idea of that, of what I'm trying to say. And so that sentence and that idea, take a few words out and just throw them away. They just disappear. So I forget words.
But this is all shit you learn when you, like, for me, I did 5 years worth of
Get
university
out of my
and,
brain.
like.
Shut up. Get out of my brain. I'm doing a description. Anyway, so these words, they just see you later. I get nervous, they're gone. Then over here, I've got a song on repeat. Don't know which song, there's just always something on. And then over here in this area of my brain, we've got everything I've ever said and done wrong on repeat, just replaying, just me thinking, what am I doing with my life? Then down here, I've got another really, really, really good idea with really big words, and that sounds great. And then the playback speed of that coming out of my mouth, they don't match up. So by the time I'm saying what my brain was thinking of, my brain's already onto about 10 more things. So this is why I struggle to speak, because my brain just goes too fast for the words that are coming out of my mouth. And when I do talk and my brain is not doing that, I just speak a billion miles an hour and you can't understand me. So fair call. We can get out of my brain now. That is why I can't speak coherent sentences. Thank you.
For audio podcasting, it's fine because I can edit you, but for video's sake, you are very hard to edit. And there's always Zach Bryan going on in your head somewhere as well.
Oh, he is always ticking. Him and Noah Kahan.
So frustrating. But
But yeah,
like
so anyway,
video.
thank you for getting our views up and our comments up and stuff. But fuck you. I got sad about that the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, do I know how to speak? Apparently not. Anyway, now I'm laughing about it.
But our biggest hater is someone called Frankie.
Oh, stop it. Maybe it's my dog's alter
And
ego.
I replied to some of the comments in a video
No,
and
I saw
I
that.
was like, it's not Frankie the dog.
The dog.
It's Frankie, probably a middle-aged man that hates
Wait,
people
why is
expressing
everyone that
themselves.
bullies me middle-aged men? I'm sorry, but grow up.
It's pretty funny.
Like, what? Why is a middle-aged man bullying a 22-year-old woman? Like, grow up. I'm a child. No, I'm not. Leave me alone.
22-year-old child.
I'm a 22-year-old child, okay? Fuck off. Go find something. Go look after your own kids.
Yeah, right, fair enough.
I
But
read, someone told me something once, and it said, if someone can't change something in 10 seconds, don't tell them about it. So I can't make sense sometimes. So sorry. Grow up.
The lives are going really good though.
Ooh, I wanna do a live. I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be like,
Today's I have to go live one more time and then I can have guests and co-hosts and shit on.
my God, get me on.
So I'll probably have that this afternoon. Someone actually did ask on the live if you'd be joining.
Me? Stop it.
So
They were like, oh, I'm not watching that episode.
they because obviously when I just jumped on there for the first 5 minutes of the first one, I was just sitting there going, what the fuck do I do? And then figured it out and it's pretty good. So I just play music in the background and people People asked me to play some songs. A lot of people have asked me to play their songs, and I've done live reviews of their music.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then obviously a lot of Splendor chat, festival chat. We had the Dregs come in the chat,
yeah,
which was
cool.
We had Kelly from Camp Cope, Young Martyr. He came in the chat.
I actually haven't seen one of your lives yet.
Yeah, but I do them at night anyway, so it's fine.
I'm probably asleep.
Yeah, I did a 3-hour live the other night. We got like 50 followers from that one live.
Oh, good on you.
So,
you.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. And it's fun because, like, if you don't want to go out or anything, like, I just had a six pack and just sat and did lives and spoke about music the whole time. It's great.
Maybe we should, like, like, go to a gig or, like, somewhere and go to the Smokers and do lives.
I was in a live with,
That would be cool.
Oh, forget his name. But he commented on one of our videos and he started inboxing us and then got him on Instagram. And then he was in the TikTok live and then just instantly went on Instagram and put me in a live. And then 30 minutes in, Danny Rance comes on the live.
So cool.
So
hey.
Then we have like another 20, 25 minute chats. Danny Rance is in there. He's talking about it all.
I think those are really good people to like be in connections with and have conversations
with. Danny Rant said he would come on this one. So
I think we should start getting guests on here, which is something that we want to do, which would be really cool.
And just the logistics part of it's
we've got to figure it out. We'll just hang out, take the van.
I was talking about it with Tyson because I asked Tyson to come on as well because I thought he would be good as well. So I think maybe it'll be like maybe just block out heaps of studio time somewhere or I don't know. I'm trying to have conversations with people, but that's in the pipeline because that's cool because like everyone really liked the Nick Kelly episode.
Yeah, it's cool to get like
but that was the Breaking Through podcast. But
yeah,
same
yeah.
shit.
It's good to get perspectives from people in the industry and other people other than just punters and us. You know what I mean? And band people. Like it's really cool to get different perspectives.
When will this come out? Yeah, so the artist episode that'll be out before this one? Before this episode, had Vacations on. They just played Laneway. I've loved them for ages, but they have 10 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Wow.
That is the biggest act I've ever done. Before that, it was crazy. Sophie Tucker, and they had like 4 million. So it's like, they basically opened Laneway sets. We had like 45-minute chat and he was open about talking about festivals here and the gig scene here and the gig scene in America and all that type of stuff. So that's probably one of my favorite chats I've done in the last little bit.
Awesome.
So that was cool. But he was also like, what Breaking Through is doing is really good. There's not really anyone doing it in Australia and that is young.
Yeah.
So like,
because most people like that are older have the experience, I guess.
Yeah.
So they want to bring light to stuff. Whereas us, like, we're just getting in there and getting it done.
Yep. So that was cool. So, and we're going to go do some stuff at their gig, their Brisbane leg. They're doing a world tour.
Yeah.
So
That's so sick.
Yeah. Well, they're the biggest, audience is in America.
Yeah.
Their Australian audience isn't really a thing, which is weird. But we talk about like, you know, Triple J and all that type of stuff. I think, I got really furious last night.
What'd you do?
No, I didn't do it. I did make a video about it.
I haven't seen it, have I?
I don't know how Beyonce's album got feature album.
I did start watching it and then I went out of it. Sorry.
No, but I called that so long ago.
You did. Is it a good album? I haven't actually listened to it
It's yet. A very long album. It's like 26 songs or something. Like Miley Cyrus. Like I'm sure it's a great album.
I could probably get around it. I like a bit of country.
But as a feature album of when Splendor's just been cancelled, our biggest festival in Australia's just been cancelled. Yeah. Like artist survey thing that said that artists on average are making $6,000. And then for feature album where you're supposed to feature, you know,
they're making $6,000 being on feature artist.
No. Oh. 6,000 is the average that each musician makes, an Australian musician,
a year.
So you think like all the support that, you know, they, like this could be huge support for someone and you give it to one of the biggest world pop stars in the world.
Yeah, that's probably not like, the best way to go about it.
Oh my God, And Keita Alexander, who has just released her debut album, 10 years in the making.
Which is amazing.
Which is awesome. Like, there's someone that you can support. Like, I know it came out last week, but that would give her that extra week of support. And to pick Beyonce over her, furious. Yeah, I was livid last night. And then there's some people in the comments, like Aussie Music Guy and This Song Is Yours, like, they know I love them and we're having conversations and they're trying to defend it. And I'm just like, you can't defend it.
I'm like, we get it because it's like she's popular, but but it is disappointing when we need to be supporting
to play a song, fine, or a couple songs, fine, but to feature it the whole week in what's just happened, what our scene is currently in, it is so incredibly tone deaf.
Do you think they're featuring it though because it's going to get them more like listeners, because Beyonce is so popular and everyone's talking about it right now?
Oh, probably, but like Beyonce is going to be, her album's going to be played on every single commercial radio station. So if it's like someone made the point of trying to bring listeners back, they left for a reason.
Yeah.
And if they're already getting that type of music on another station, why would they come back?
Yeah.
There's the point of difference keeps just going down and down and down. And yeah, I had a little tanty last night.
Well, I wanna bring it back up. In better news,
yep,
Lazy Ghost's new song "Eat You Alive" has just been added to the rotation.
I did offer Triple J rotation.
Yeah. It's just been added. Which
guest rotation or full rotation?
One of
spot rotation.
Hold on, I'll tell you. I just saw them post it. Let me go and have a look.
Because they got put on a really big playlist as well. It had like 150,000 likes on it or something.
Lazy. EU Alive was just added to Triple J Unearthed Rotation.
Oh, Unearthed Rotation, yeah.
Still, that's really good for them.
Yeah.
So I think that's awesome. So it's a bit of a bummer about Beyonce, but at least we're getting back up there with Lazy Ghost. Yeah.
Beyonce is not getting played on Unearthed.
Beyonce. I'm kidding. She's a queen. But you know, put someone else on the...
If we're talking about getting rotation as well, Betty Taylor's new song. What? Oh, you're such an idiot.
It's a pig, like a pig.
I know, you've got chicken in the oven, so I win. How did you hear that? But they got full rotation as well, so... Yeah. So they deserve that. But yeah, that was my gripe of the week. Do you have anything music wise?
I was just really angry at everyone that said I couldn't talk.
It's not really music though, is it?
Yeah, but you know. Oh,
also something I really dislike.
I'll tell you what I'm angry about.
What?
Splendor cancelling. Just disappointing.
Yeah, anyway. Well, people say we have to shut up about that. So if we're going to have...
Yeah, that's why we're moving on.
If we're going to talk about that, it has to be something like that we've never talked about before. Someone was like, you guys... Oh, this was funny. Someone commented, you guys portray yourselves as experts, but you keep saying the same thing over and over again. And I was like...
Well, the same thing keeps happening over and over again.
You're either listening to the podcast where like we try and fill it out as much as we can, but if you're just looking at the videos, there's no video where I've done it like over and over again.
Yeah.
Also, we have said multiple times we are not experts.
The only thing I'm an expert in is talking gibberish.
I was going to say talking shit, so I would give that.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was frustrating, but funny at the same time. The sold-out fencing thing I want to move on to. It happened again. Another R&B type festival. So it might be just...
Do they have a photo from like Bird's Eye View? Because I would love to see it.
I haven't seen a Bird's Eye View. But I saw heaps of TikToks about it. And like there's like no one in the VIP area. Like, and the crowd was apparently dead.
Like you can even see here there's like a gap. Like obviously this is when it's full.
Yeah, when it's full at the night.
But still, like you can still see the gap there, which is just so frustrating. I could imagine being in the normal area and you're like up to the barrier.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's like grass all in front of you, but you're like stuck because everyone's behind you.
You'll love it. Well, you won't love this, but you'll relate to this one. Mm. I saw a TikTok of like three girls. They'd be about your height.
Yeah.
They're all like that together, and they're just surrounded by big blokes behind around them. Mm. So it's like you're not seeing anything. No. You can't move. I don't know the difference between the VIP and the general admission, but. Yeah. And then there's just a dude like in the VIP and he's running around because there's just so much room.
Space. And I'm guessing great that, if you're in VIP.
And I'm guessing they'd have their own, not own bar, but like have easier access to the bar. Oh, just, I really hate that. And I haven't seen any of the bigger festivals move towards that. So I'm hoping, well,
Like,
bigger
have you s
festivals, the ones that are still
yeah.
around.
See, like, obviously for doing things like that, it's just a money grab for them. Like,
Yeah.
there genuinely is no nothing about it. Like, because I'm just thinking of Somersault as well. Like, there was the VIP area and then the GA, but both areas had seats and standing, and they were different tickets.
Yep.
But it was like, no, not just a seating area and just a standing area. Like, both you could have either or. So it's not like it's logistically done like that
Yep.
to have, seating first and then standing behind so you can see. It's not like that at all. It's genuinely just a money thing. And like, obviously, if promoters are getting more money doing it that way, they're going to continue to do it that way. But I really hope that they don't, and other festivals don't like jump onto this way of doing it, because it's really annoying for the
Well,
punters.
I think I'm just in the mood to call people out on it. So I'm going to call that out. That's disgusting. Don't fence your
I'm
festivals.
sorry, but everyone's going to do it, unfortunately. Like, everyone in the, you're going to do it to get money. If you're going to get more money,
To
of
get
course you're
money,
going to do
but
it that
that's
way.
a great way to piss off your punters. Because a lot of people are like, if there's another festival like this, I
Yeah,
want to go
but
like
there's a
that
lot of
again.
events. Like, I didn't know this, but apparently that's the way Sandstone Point's always done it. I didn't know that, but I spoke to someone that they're like, that's how they've always done that. And it's a money thing, and it's always going to get them more
Do
money.
you...
So I guess if you're used to it at certain venues, you're not expecting anything different.
Yeah, okay. But if they like maybe other venues would be better at it. Like if they're like if it works better logistically like
Even if
that.
it was like a seating and a standing area,
Yeah,
something
yeah,
like that.
yeah,
Or
yeah,
even like a side area that was like this side is seats only or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm not shitting on Somersault. Somersault was probably one of the best festivals I've been to this year.
Yeah.
But I was just in the general admission bit,
Yeah.
and I was actually there doing content. And I didn't have a camera or anything, I just had my phone. But like, I had to take content of the people performing, and because I was in GA, there was like
Yeah, it's
huge,
harder.
huge gaps in front of me. But I'm like zooming in as much as I can, and my video quality of the people performing is really shit
Yeah, it would have
because
been
I was
so hard to get
so
it, yeah.
far back.
As if they wouldn't just give you like 20 minutes to go do it.
Oh well, I didn't have anything to say I was important, so no one would have really cared, I guess.
Yeah, so
But
true.
it was still fun. I had the best time. It's probably one of the best festivals I've been to this year. Beautiful artists. Okay, so what I wanted to do was, I thought could be a fun little game was, so Brent and I, obviously the festival heads that we are, we went to a lot of festivals between this year, oh, last year, sorry, and the start of this year.
Tried to.
Tried to anyway. And so I've written down the biggest one, sort of, that we've got. Now, I went to a couple that Brenton didn't, and Brenton went to a couple that I didn't, vice versa. But one of the things I wanted to do was 30 seconds. That's all we've got to write down in order our favorite. Oh, I'm Wildlands.
Oh, lol. That would be the lowest for me because I went
Me too.
home.
So we have to write, we've got 30 seconds to write favorite festival that we
Well,
went
maybe a
to.
minute because that's a lot.
Okay, minute, we've got. To this is an example of me not being able to speak. All
Yeah.
right, we've got 1 minute to write down the order of top to bottom. All
So
right,
is are we going
fave,
fave and then worse?
just least
Least
fave.
fave. Oh, I'm taking it off that. That's fine.
Okay, cool. Oh my God, I don't know. Okay, three, two, one, go. Oh, okay, shit. I have to try and remember.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I give us a minute.
Okay. Oh shit.
We'll just go for how long ever it takes, but we'll go quick.
Okay.
What am I missing? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Think I've got them all. Oh fuck, I didn't even put that one in there.
I'm not even gonna do Wildlands because I didn't get to go.
We
Well, I
did.
went, but not for long. One, two, three, four, five.
Shit, hold on.
Six, seven, one, two, three, four, five,
Oh,
six, seven, eight.
remember springtime. Well, that was 2 minutes, but anyway.
What am I missing? Space? Oh, you put four spaced out in there.
There
That's,
was three.
yeah. I'm good.
Okay. Mine's really messy. Is Skeks one or two G's or two S's? Two S's? I don't know. Okay. That was not 1 minute. Anyway. Okay. So I put my favorite. We're going to run through it too. So my favorite was Spaced Out, Gold Coast with the Vans headlining, and yours was Laneway 24. I
Cool.
didn't go to Laneway. And my least favorite was Wildlands. And what was yours? Spaced Out with Skeggs. Now, Wildlands wasn't bad. That's not why I put it last. I put it last because we went together, then he ditched and went home, and I spent the whole time by myself. So, and I got rained on. So that's why it's last for me. Just I didn't vibe by myself, but that's fine. Anyway, I want to go through mine and then you can go through yours and why I put it where I put it. So, first out, we've got Spaced Out, Gold Coast with the Vans headlining. I went to that by myself. Like you were there, but you didn't come till later. So I
No,
went by
you were
myself.
there, like doors open.
Doors open, I was there. And I befriend me and a friend came friends that day and I just stuck
Who did you
with.
become friends with that day?
Gosh. Oh my God, I don't actually remember even all of that. That was.
You were on that day.
I was loose.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I was loose that
Yeah.
day. So much fun though, because I don't think I'd like gone to a festival and let
Yeah.
loose
Yeah.
for a while. So I've got that one. And then I've got Spilt 23. So Spilt Milk from last year with Post and Dom Dollar.
Yeah,
Oh.
I've got it second as well.
Yeah.
So.
So we both, for me, that was unreal. It was one of the best
And I
festivals I've
left,
been
I had
to.
to leave earlier because I had work the next day, but I got most of the posts, so I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah. Oh, also the Spaced Out Gold Coast. I really loved the lineup. That was my favorite lineup.
Yeah, that
Headspace
was a
too.
very good lineup for a
Yeah.
local festival.
Yeah. Then I've got Groovin'. You've got Groovin'
I've
too. I
also got
think
Groovin'
we're
third.
matching. Now, I don't remember a lot of middle of Groovin'. Don't remember.
I had fun, but like obviously the reception was really bad and I lost you pretty early
Yeah.
on.
I ran away. I was like, see you.
Yeah.
But I loved that festival. I just remember having so much fun. I don't remember a lot of it, but I had a lot of fun.
Just regional, isn't it? Like, I love those regional festivals. It's like when you go to city festivals, like the city just continues to be whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when you go to regional, it's the whole town knows that a big event's on. That's why I love Maitland, like around Nui. Like Nui would have been really good because Nui's big, but like small enough to still have that whole
Yeah.
town excited. So I love that. I really hope it comes back.
Groovin' was so much fun, and
A lot of good acts
that was
too.
the only Groovin' I've been to, and I loved
Yeah,
him.
that
I
was.
thought that was so sick.
This is my fourth Groovin', I
Yeah,
think.
wow.
First time up on Sunny Coast.
Next, I have Splendor, which you don't have.
Oh no,
You're massive.
I'm putting Splendor right down the bottom.
Rude. Anyway, well, I've got Splendor after Groovin'. I
That's the one I forgot.
really enjoyed last year's Splendor. Now, probably each day was different. Like one day, like I think I liked Sunday the best, and my Saturday was my Friday, or maybe I don't really remember. But Splendor all around was great. I love Splendor, always have. That's fine. That's just where it is. Next, I've got Spaced Out Brizzy 23.
Yeah, that's similar.
Yeah, I got written off that festival. I had to send out an
Oh,
apology.
yes. That
I was in the green room
was like one
asking.
of the most depressed jazzes I've had to
Oh
deal
my God,
with.
I had two drinks, got there, and I was off my head.
Yeah. Oh, because we went to Yaron's
Walking
after.
around on
Yeah.
wheels, and I left early, which was probably not a smart choice.
And the story, which we obviously will
Can't
not
tell.
say, is one of the best stories. And I
Absolutely.
was informed the next
Next
morning.
day. I think I left as Rum Jungle were playing.
You
I
left
left
super
early.
early.
I was written off
Oh, that
in
was
the
cool.
green room deck area, and we're all hanging out, and someone's like, "Do I want to leave? Should we go?" And I said, "Let's go."
But that's when like you don't really care. You just like you're that pissed. You just want to change the
Oh,
scenery. So you're
it's
like,
like,
yeah, all right.
I don't look anywhere. Yeah, look, that
That
was.
was a really good one. That's my favorite of the spaced out.
I've got the Gold Coast one first because I think that was
Yeah.
just like
Yeah.
lineup's immaculate, both of them immaculate. Think it was just like depending on how much fun. To be fair, I feel like almost Spaced Out Brisbane and Spaced Out Gold Coast should be equal. I don't know
But
why I put it down so
you
low.
weren't there the whole time for the
Yeah,
one, so that
because
has definitely played a part.
you guys, if you scroll back on our TikToks, you'll see that my interviews, some of them I
Yeah, he's
did.
super pissed.
I was so
Yeah.
drunk.
What's
Anyway,
next? Space
then I
out.
have Spaced Out New Year's Day, which was
Wow.
so much fun.
I got the Vans, and that's just because like
Didn't even see that Spaced Out.
which one?
The Vans one.
I saw like maybe
Like
twice.
twice.
And then I've got the Skeggs down the bottom. They're my lowest out the
Yeah,
spaced outs
I've got
just
the.
because like there wasn't that many people there, so the vibe
Yeah.
wasn't.
I have the Skeggs one out of my least favourite, and not because of the lineup or anything like that, but I think I just had more fun at the other ones
Yeah.
because of the friends that were there and like what I was doing and yada yada. I think I even drove. No, I probably didn't drive. Anyway, and then I have
No,
three.
we had pre's at the boys' house and then And that's when I can't remember.
So many of my friends rocked, and Harry got kicked out, and Jai came, and
I almost got kicked out.
There. Yeah, Harry got kicked out for nothing, so everyone ripped their bands off too. And I was like, sorry guys,
as in
love
like a protest.
You. I was like, sorry, love you, but I'm staying. Then I have springtime. Because springtime was great, but it was also like I didn't go there for a lot of it.
But I've got springtime a lot higher. I've got it ahead of the Spaced Outs and Splendor because I think springtime, because that's like a government-funded festival type thing.
Yeah.
So, and it's like right in Surfers Beach and it's free. So it's like I feel like that's a really great example of how the governments can get behind local music and get everyone involved. And like they might have had one or two headliners. Did Benny come this year or last year? I can't remember.
Oh, I don't remember.
But they had
this year.
Oh, I can't remember.
They had Matt Corby last year.
Yeah, Matt Corby.
And Hermitude.
Yeah. So like a couple of them and then heaps of local artists, a few artists from Brisbane.
Their lineup
to get to.
Was insane.
Yeah, it was great. And like a lot of our friends played. So I feel like it's a great way moving forward. And that's I'm putting that a bit higher on mine just because of what it can be.
Yeah,
obviously has a few problems that I even sent the they go around and like you scan something and you give a review.
Oh yeah.
And I was just sitting there with a mate and I was like, yeah, I got time, I'll give it a review.
Yeah.
And said what I liked and what I didn't like and.
Yeah. See, I really like the idea of springtime. I love the skate comp.
Yeah.
I love every aspect of it. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Heaps of things to build on if they
Yeah,
want to
I probably
continue.
Would have loved it and probably would have put it higher, but I worked.
Yeah.
So I worked during it. So I only went here and there and I went early, so I didn't really get to, I think I saw Matt Corby and that was about it. And I saw like
we saw Chutney, Dizzy Days.
Yeah. I saw some cool people.
Tomorrow's Forecast.
That's a really, really cool event. And like
only a couple years in too.
Yeah. My lineup here is based purely on the fun that I had during it. But I see why it's high up there. If this was based on the event itself, it would probably be higher, but this is just anyway.
I do based off fun, Splendor would still be the lowest for me.
So much fun at I think this year's Splendor was one of my favorites. Last year's Splendor. Maybe because I saw a lot of artists that I liked that I hadn't seen, like Tuvalu and Tovlo. I'm going to call it Tovlo for life.
I just like, there were so many, every day on that Splendor, I was just like, I'm just going to go back to my car or just go and sit somewhere because like there was no one that I was excited to see.
Oh, well, you're just boring.
Well, a lot of the, like obviously we saw, you know, Old Mervs and Dice and was really cool. But like I didn't see any of the headliners because I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to spend money on alcohol or whatever. And like, I don't want to go sit on the hill and not enjoy it. I'm just going to be waiting till that set finishes. So I was just like. And for other headliners, I would never do that for.
Yeah.
Like, for headliners I'm excited for. So, like...
Who headlines last month?
Lizzo, Mumford & Sons.
I didn't see Mumford & Sons. I was pretty upset about that.
Who was the third one? I can't even remember. I know it's supposed to be Lewis Capaldi, but I can't remember who filled in.
Ocean Alley,
that's it.
But they were... I watched Ocean Alley. I didn't watch Mumford & Sons. I was just so... That Mumford & Sons was Sunday. And I was so tired. And I was actually just in foul mood because I was sick of people. Like, all my friends, I was like, literally, leave me alone. I was like, you're not staying in my van tonight. Leave. I am staying by myself. I can't handle people. And I left and went to bed. And it was great. But I had so much fun. I loved it.
It's just, it was kind of the death for me for Splendor last year. I was like, and I remember leaving.
No, that's how you know you're getting old.
And that's why I was like, for Splendor to come back this year, they need to knock it out of the park. And unfortunately, it just didn't happen. But one festival that we didn't get to go to last year that we hope we get to go to this year, listen out.
Lost Paradise. Lost Paradise is not included in this list because I went in
2022. That's when I went to Falls.
And that was my favourite festival ever. I will do it 1,000 times over.
Listen out. Doja Cat's been rumoured to headline.
Oh, okay. It'll be pretty cool. Listen out. It's more like rap and stuff.
It's rap and dance, essentially.
Yeah,
rap
cool.
And electronic.
See, that's usually not my type, but I'll still go. I've been to a few Listen Outs.
Yeah, I've been to one.
Went to the one where Flume played and the next year, maybe? Or the year before? I don't remember. I've been to so many that they all start to blend together.
As I said, I've been doing a lot of lives and this one, like there's some really good questions on there that I'm just like.
Do you write them down?
They're all up in here, mate. Well, this was a live TikTok live question, and I did it on, like, I said on the live what I thought my guesses would be. Well, not guesses, what I would have. And it was like, if you could make any festival with three headliners, who would it be? And then I kind of changed it and went, all right, this is with no, they're not booked anywhere else. They're not, doing whatever. You can get them, you have the money, and it's going to sell out. That's one. You go
Does
first.
it have to be like it'll sell out, da-da, or can it just be my dream lineup?
No, it has to sell out.
Fuck off.
Has to sell out. I'll tell you mine first. I'll tell you mine first. Now I'm going two bands and a rapper
Okay.
for my, let's just say for Splendor, for example. For my Friday, I'm going Catfish and the Bottlemen. One, because they've just come back as a band. Two, they've got a proven record in Australia. And three, I just love to see them. On the Saturday, I would love Childish Gambino.
I back that.
Again, proven record. He's that commercial-ish type that like just covers so many broad audiences, and he has that kind of genre-bending songs as well. And he's got a proven record for crowds. And three, Australian band Gang of Youths,
I back that.
because Gang of Youths, I can't remember the last major festival they headlined. They were supposed to do This That in 2022, but that got canned. But that lineup was awesome. I think it was just COVID fatigue. But they haven't been around for a bit, and like have done some iconic sets at Splendor. And like, I want an Australian big headline up there to show that, we're supporting our local artists. So they're my three.
Can I have a lineup that makes zero sense?
You have to say why you want it though.
Because I like them?
No, I told you it
Fine,
has to be just
fuck
sell
you,
out.
fuck you. I think. Did I spell chili wrong?
That's it. Doesn't matter. You know how to say it.
Yeah, but I was going to show everyone. This makes no sense, but hey, Splendor did a lineup that no made no sense.
The Veronicas as a headliner.
I can't think of someone else.
I'm getting them tattooed on me, but like, I don't know. I need it to sell out. I don't know if they have.
It's selling out with Zach Bryan.
Just, you think Zach Bryan's going to be enough to sell out 3 days?
Yeah, if the one day
I
it'll
mean,
get.
Red Hot Chili Peppers would definitely sell out the second day as well. Do you just want to turn around? That's fine. Like.
We've got Zach Bryan because I love him. Secondly, he is, I'm pretty sure he's like American Tour sold out or something. He did one show here and sold out instantly, so he's selling out the whole of Australia. Like he is. Sorry, he is. Then I've got Red Hot Chili Peppers because
Legacy.
they're my legacy spot. It was them or Foo Fighters. Now I did just see Foo Fighters recently, hence why I've now got Red Hot Chili Peppers. They're kind of pretty equal for me. Love them both. Grew up around them. My dad always plays them. They're great. Then last I've got the Veronicas because I love them. And who doesn't want to sing Untouched as the sun goes down? And they are the band that I can remember that I first ever loved. So that is my lineup. I've also got Benson Boone in there as a good support. Can we also have Noah Kahan as a really good support? These can be all Zach Bryan's day. We've got Benson Boone, Noah Kahan, bit of Ziggy Alberts as well. That's my.
Said three headliners,
Yeah,
mate.
well, now I've got three main supports too.
I think Benson would be that really good spot where G Flip had,
Yeah, or
like that
he's
second major.
blowing up at the
Yeah, that's what
moment.
I. But again, it's. And
The.
I was talking to Vacations, and they're like, TikTok sales, sorry, TikTok views. We just don't know if it's going to
Yeah,
transfer
although
to.
Benson's whole tour is sold out
For Australia.
for everywhere.
Well, the last
His
time.
whole tour is sold out.
Oh, really?
It's insane.
I think, isn't he only doing like two shows here or one show?
I think he's doing it like Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, maybe. I don't know, but they're all sold out.
I wonder
But
what venues.
oh, I don't know, I'll have to look. But yeah, he's fully sold out. But also Splendor would have been planned before he blew up. You know what I mean? Like that lineup that we got would have been planned before he really, really blew up.
Oh yeah, before he really blew up. Because when
Yeah.
I interviewed him, he had songs with like 50 million streams and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But now, like, these songs have taken him to like that,
Insane, yeah.
like insane level.
Wait, whose festival would you rather go to? Probably yours because not many people that are our followers like Zach Bryan, but it's fine.
But like, I can see
Oh, and
how
Dom Dolla's in there too.
yours would make sense, kind of. But I would prefer to go to mine.
I'd prefer to go to Miami because it's my. And then we've also got Dom Dollar in here.
You're creating a whole festival.
I'm creating. Maybe I should do it. Someone funds it.
Yeah.
I'll create a lineup.
Yeah.
Someone funds it. And then we'll throw like a Splendor 2.0.
You know, a lot of comments we're getting recently is
throw your own festival.
Yeah.
I already did, buddy, and I'll do it again.
You've had one that went and one that had to cancel.
Cancel.
So you had a 50-50.
We'll add Chutney in here as well.
Yep. I mean, it'd be pretty cool for those guys to say that they played on a festival
well,
with Zach Bryan.
If I play it, if I create it, then
but,
I
like, you've got Zach Bryan, who's currently killing it at the moment. You've got Red Hot Chili Peppers, who is that legacy international. And then you've got that nostalgic, iconic...
The Veronicas.
Where I've gone the other way of, like, not too nostalgic, really, but, like... proven record on like previous lineups.
I also have All Day in here too, and More Out maybe too. Should I create a full lineup for you?
Do you remember how I said?
I'll do it.
Do you remember how I said three? Oh, you know that
it's 3 day festival.
That Spotify there's like a Spotify festival maker. Did you ever do that? How it takes your Spotify.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
I think someone should just spono this and fund it. And we've got a fucking insane lineup right here. This isn't in order too, because some of these people are way more popular. I'm just writing them down as I can think of it.
Why don't you work on this? Because I have one more question, like after the podcast.
Okay, go. I'm thinking.
So then this can be like a next week thing.
Yeah, go on. Ask your question. I'm just brainstorming.
A lot of the comments we got about Splendor, well, just like, should it do that? What if Splendor went down to 2 days? Like, what if 3 day festivals just weren't a thing anymore and it went down to 2 days? I'm not against it. Like, what if you went, you know, you got there the Thursday night, festivals the Friday, Saturday, go home Sunday?
Yeah.
Because then that takes out a lot of the logistics costs out of it on the last day. You're just losing a whole day. Like, you're basically downsizing a festival.
True.
So, and it's like still, it's still got that camping. And maybe that 1 day is too long.
Maybe.
So, like, and then I reckon a lot more people would come on the, like, pre-day.
Yeah.
You know how, like, Splendor has, like, the Thursday night and it's just, like, DJs and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot more people would come to that because then that's, like, obviously the warm-up night. And that can be for, like, New Year's festivals. That can be... Is Lost Paradise 3 days?
It's, like, same sort of style
Beyond
as Splendor.
The Valley?
I don't
Is that three?
Mean to be on the Valley before.
But I think two could work really well.
Yeah.
But, like, how much do you still put in the same... budget for your lineup that you'd have for 3 days into that too, and then you save all the money on like all the logistical costs and all that type of stuff for the third day. So those 2 days are action packed as fuck.
Yeah.
And then if it's just a 2 day festival, you're like,
maybe
oh my
you
god.
You could have like a couple people on the day prior as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like get like a few semi known DJ like a Byron Bay Brewery
bar
thing stage on the Thursday.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Can someone give us money? That would actually be awesome.
We've got it.
So I think that, like, maybe just taking off a day for those festivals. Because, like, a one-day festival's fun, but, like, the campsite's so much fun. The going back after and, you know, having a debrief, like,
I've
what you
just
seen.
Created the best folk lineup you've ever seen in your life.
It's very folky.
Yeah, well, it's folk day. Okay. Hear me out. This is the best folk lineup you've ever heard in your life. Zach Bryan, Benson Boone, Noah Kahan, Ziggy Alberts, Hosier, The Dregs, Dylan Gossett, Sam Barber.
But here's your problem. What if I don't like folk?
Well, then you don't go on the folk day.
But what if I want to camp there for 3 days?
Sucks for you.
Means I'm not going to buy tickets.
That's a you problem. This will still sell out.
Will it?
Yes. This is the thing, is like people don't understand how big like the folk and the country scene is. It's
in Australia?
Huge. Yes.
For a 3 day festival.
Did you see CMC?
It's that's
still
country.
Going. Yeah, country and folk. That's I just said country and folk.
Yeah, but that's country.
Yeah. Zach Bryan is classed as a country singer. I think he's definitely more folky.
Mm.
Like more country folk sort of vibe, but he's classed as a country singer. This is definitely a folk lineup, but still. That this whether it's 1 day or 3 day, whatever, this would fucking sell out in seconds.
Mm.
Hosier, Zach Bryan, Noah Kahan, those three in a line, done.
Mm.
And then if people were like, oh, I don't know them because they're not from here, Ziggy Alberts still really popular.
I think it, like, would be more of like a Friday would sell out, and then like Saturday, Sunday would be a.
Yeah, but these I'm still figuring out.
I know, but you've got no flow through your days.
Yeah, but I don't want to kind of mix them up, you know?
But that's what... So then you're going with the argument that, and we've had a lot of on our comments, that like multi-genre festivals are done. Because that's what you've done. And I've been making the argument that they're not dead for the past week. And then you've gone and made this. Like, that would be an awesome one-day festival.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just said. That's the best folk lineup you'll ever see in your life.
But good, like, who's opening on that day?
I haven't figured that one out yet. The Dregs, probably. They're probably the smallest.
And they're still...
Sorry, Dregs, love you.
But they're, like, still on, like, 500k monthly listeners.
I'm saying I can afford this lineup. Yeah, I'm just saying it would be fucking insane. It would sell out. You'd probably have, like... So Dylan Gossett opened for Noah Kahan, his shows.
Oh, it's in Australia?
Yeah. No. American. Sorry. So you'd probably have... It'd probably go, like, Dregs, Dylan Gossett, Sam Barber, or maybe the other way around. And then you'd probably have... well, Benson's really on the rise right now, but he's still also quite small. So maybe you'd have like Benson, Ziggy, Noah Kahan, Hosier, Zach Bryant. So
yeah, Hosier's I'd probably really do big, that. Yeah, right? Hosier's, yeah. And he's had that sustained success for like what, a decade at this point?
Yeah.
So like that makes sense. And but like also, I'm going to pick it apart.
I'm ready.
You go to the next day, like you've got one genre on that whole day. And then you come to Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then you've got Dom Dolla.
Yeah, well.
Could be incredibly.
I can't afford 50 nostalgic legacy acts.
No, but then, like, well, can you afford Zach Bryan, Benson Boone, Noah Kahan?
No, but if the government funds me, I probably could. If I win the lotto.
No, I don't even think if you win the lotto. Like,
if I won the $200 million, I might be able to afford something like this. But, well, who else would you put on this day?
We don't. That's what I mean. Take this away. Work on it for next week.
Okay. But so far, I've just put together
the best folk lineup we've gone through the first day. Work on it. And then we'll go through it and we'll make like a social post out of it. And then like we'll you'll get comments of people
will be
shit.
Like, no, people will be like, holy fuck, this lineup's so good. I'll be like, it's fake. Sorry.
Yeah, let's make our like fake lineup. Let's make it give it $100 marketing.
And people will be like, holy fuck.
Put it in like that lineup generator thing and it'll just make a background for you.
Yeah. Do you think if we came up with a sick festival, someone would give us money to make
it?
No. Oh, actually, I've come up with an idea. No one please steal it. They probably will. But I'm thinking about this recently. So think of Tiny Minds. They used to do Sunday Harvest.
Yeah.
Like once a month.
Yeah. We went to a couple of those too. I forgot to put it on there.
Can like maybe of doing like, I was thinking of creating this, and because I created Dream Sound Festival and I kind of want to keep it along those lines because I don't want to keep making new names.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking of calling it like the Dream Series or Dream Sunday Series, and like a Sunday every 2 weeks or a Sunday once a month, having like a day drinking event. Like not a day drinking event. So
that'll sell tickets.
Thinking of doing like a fun festival, like making tickets super cheap,
yeah,
like $10. I've got to find a good venue for it,
mm-hmm.
and having like drinks, food stalls, a stage. Like it doesn't. I don't want it to be like all about the music. I want it to be all about the event, and having local artists and like leading up to getting bigger headliners. Mm-hmm. Which obviously, like, if we have it cheap, would be hard to do straight away, but just having it as a fun thing that it's like, even if it's all ages, you know, and having
Zach Bryan, will you come for
please play my Sunday series?
Can you come for a handshake?
But you know what I mean? And because I love day drinking. I prefer day drinking than night drinking.
Yeah, same. It's good fun.
Yeah, especially on a Sunday.
Oh, no, like a Saturday day drink or a Friday afternoon day drink, because then you don't have to worry about work for a couple
of hours. But you know what I mean? So I'm thinking of starting up, like calling it like the Dream Series and just having all local bands, like they can hit us up. Because when we did the Battle of the Bands, we had so many people wanting to play. So it's like finding your local talent, like exploring your locals, you know, promoting them and also getting like local artists, local markets, stuff like that. So people can like show their businesses and stuff like that. And I don't know, I feel like it would be fun. I would go to something like that. Think of like farmers markets vibe, but better, and Arvo with drinks and slightly better music.
I reckon, like, maybe just, like, $5 entry or something.
Yeah.
Because, like,
I've got to be able to afford to pay my bands, right? Gotta make them want to do it.
Well...
Because if I said free, like, I have no money to give them money.
Yeah, it's... But it's also,
unless you get a sponsor on board.
We always talk about the expensiveness of ticket prices. Mm-hmm. So, like, you take that out of the equation. Mm-hmm. Like, springtime takes it out of the equation.
It's also
like
funded by the government.
You don't have to worry about paying the... Sundown Festival is free.
Yeah.
So, and that's got like Hope D and the Ryans headlining.
Is
so
it
that's
the Ryans?
Yeah. So that's a free.
Yeah, Sundown. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
All I remembered was Chutney.
Yeah.
I love Chutney.
And it's.
And Butted.
Like Lyric. She won heaps of the Gold Coast Music Awards last year. So there's heaps of local talent there, but the Ryans as well. And that's free.
Yeah.
And it's easy for transport. So it's stuff like that. That's the way to get people to see music again.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And that's like, you know, you're making a day out of that. Like, I'm super keen to go to that one. And
yeah, I'm really excited for it too. It's so, a really good lineup too, and a lot of local bands that we love. So that's always fun. Another good one that's coming up that it started by like some 90-year-old. That sounds really bad. It started by a guy. It's called Frothy Co. That's a clothing company.
Oh, yeah, the one at
They're
Mo's.
Calling it Frothy Festival at Mo's. Now, obviously, it's not on the same scale as, like, some of these other events. However, for a clothing company that's never put on an event before, they've done really well. And it's a lot of good locals. Like, it's got...
Brisbane and Gold Coast.
Yeah, locals. It's got Midriff, Cosmic
Loose
Brass.
Goose.
No, not Loose Goose.
I thought I was sure Loose Goose was on it.
They do stuff with them. It's got Day 6.
That's probably where I've got...
Midriff's
on there.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's find it. Lipline.
Lipline. Yeah.
So it's got Cosmic Vice, Midriff, Lipline, Day 6. So a lot of like locals, which is really cool. And like that's a fun little event started by like a clothing company. And I'm pretty sure the guy's in there like 19 or something.
And it's,
so it's really cool. It's good to see everyone getting in there.
Yeah. That's like little festivals that, you know, obviously running at a bit of a risk, but like you can nurture that into something a bit bigger and like,
don't do a me and just throw a 40 grand lineup straight up as your first event. Not the smartest idea.
Probably not, but like it went ahead.
Oh, well, it was good fun. I'm still paying it off, but everyone that I've spoken to said they had a great time. So, yeah.
So, like, there's good little ones and, like, pretty excited for them in the Gold Coast. Yeah. But I don't, like, is there stuff like that going on in Sydney or, you know, you don't have those Splendors or Groovins, so maybe it's time to... have the little ones grow and maybe Spaced Out goes to Byron Parklands.
Oh, could you imagine a bigger Spaced Out? That would be sick. A camping Spaced Out?
Ooh.
Shout out. This is, hear me now, Callum, Interstellar, a camping Spaced Out, please. I would die for that.
Camped out, Spaced Out.
Fucking great idea.
What do they call it? Stargazing. So it's like, I'm just thinking like space, stars, camping.
The artwork could be like a little tent with like telescopes and the stars and like a little stage in the background.
Yeah.
Callum.
Nice.
Wait, calling
you. He won't listen to this.
I'm going to send him a text and say, listen to the next episode, please.
We got
please.
Heaps good ideas for it. Well, I don't think.
That would be sick.
So, yeah, little free ones and. Jazz, you'll work on your lineup for next week. And I want explanations. I want, like, why.
Can you give me reasoning because I like them?
No.
Oh.
You can, can be part of your reason. Okay. And you can use because my age demographic or people like me would like this because.
None of my friends like the same music as me.
I just said like you.
Okay. I'll figure it out.